To the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today's the 10th month, the first day of the year 2023, and it's the 18th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which your Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice.
And it's our special feast day of the Tabernacles, which falls very close to the way the Jews celebrated it this week also. So we regulated it, so they adjust it every year because it shifts for them, to be accurate, but we brought it to the closest Lord's Day. Right, Nick? Don't we have it always on the Lord's Day?
I think the way it looks like it's the...
I got to look at my rules again.
I don't know if it's the closest Lord's Day or just the first Lord's Day in October.
Oh, I got you.
Because
I got
it.
It
falls always between the end of September and anywhere in October.
Well, it was pretty close this year because they were celebrating it. And, you know, once you... They treat these Jews like they're God's chosen people, and they're not. They're a bunch of imposter bastards. The Feast of Tabernacles belongs to us. But this was on Real American Voice, or they're talking to one of the rabbis. Oh, Sukkot is the Feast of Tabernacles, but before that you have the Feast of Atonement. And it runs one right after another. Feast of Atonement, that's our Lent. That's when we go through our atonement period. But that was when they would atone for their sins. He goes, oh, that's when we atone for our sins that we committed in the past year. And we ask for God's mercy.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, and then we have the Feast of Tabernacles. And he's talking like, and the guy's going, oh, thank you, Rabbi. God bless you, Rabbi. Oh, Rabbi, God bless you. This so-called Christian Zionist bastard. I'm Real American Voice, you know. I'm like, what? Are you out of your mind? First of all, you're lying to this guy. He doesn't believe in the Old Testament. He doesn't believe in Moses. He has no right. You know who he belongs to? The Jews that were worshiping the golden calf. You know what I mean? That rebelled against God. That's a bunch of... That's horrible when you look at stuff. It really is. I mean, think about this. This stupid Christian Zionist. You say you love that Jew? Well, if he does, well, maybe he does because he thinks the Jew is God. He really thinks the Jew is God's chosen people. He thinks he's saved. My point is, if you really love these people, you'll tell them the truth. Okay? Now, I would like to, you know, too bad you can't talk to these people and get on the air with them and force them.
Right.
And I would say to them, sir, you just said to that rabbi, you blessed them, you said God blesses them and all that. Now, you call yourself a Christian. No, I'm a Christian. Do you need to believe in Jesus to be saved? Answer me. If he says, no, you don't, they're under a covenant, then he's real bad, okay? Then you expose him. Well, get out of here. You're not even a nominal Christian. You're an idiot. So this rabbi don't got to believe in Jesus? His Messiah is viable? But if he says, oh, yes, you got to believe in Jesus to be saved. Okay, so why didn't you tell it to the knucklehead? What did you do? You spoke to him as if he's God's chosen people, as if he has the faith, even superior to yours. And you should at least say, you know, you got to believe in Jesus Christ to be saved, you know? We're under the new covenant now. The old covenant is gone. All right? So if you really believe you need to believe in Jesus, why are you telling this guy, why are you making this guy think that he's blessed and more blessed than you? You see what's going on? Then he would be not really loving that guy. It's like you're telling a guy to go to hell. You know, we're the ones that really love these Jews because we're calling them to conversion. We abhor them, yes, but we're calling them to conversion. We love God more than them and above what we do for God's glory. Well, we don't lie to them. They're the liars. Everybody who's not Catholic has got a problem. They're on the road to damnation. This slobbering all over these rabbis is disgusting. It reminds me of like the Indian chiefs, like out here.
Yeah, right.
They go to the medicine man, the Indians. Yeah. The big feather in the sky. We go to
the wise Indian.
We go to the rabbi. And he's explaining to us. You need to explain to me. You can't explain nothing to me. You're trying to tell Mel he's got no right to do the Maccabees because it belongs to you? No, the Maccabees are Catholics.
Yeah.
They're in heaven right now, knucklehead, and they're Catholics under the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Remember what Christ said in John 8 to the Jews? If you did believe in Moses, perhaps you would believe in me also, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe in Moses' writings, how would you believe in my words? You don't believe in Moses. You believe in a phony baloney Moses. These nominal Catholics that call themselves Catholics, they don't believe in a Catholic God. They're not preaching what the true church preached for 1,000 years. Protestants don't believe in the true God. They're not true Christians, right? A Protestant who denies papal supremacy, what does the Catholic Christ tell us? He tells us all the Catholic dogmas. So a Protestant comes along, he says, I don't believe in papal supremacy. I don't believe in the real presence of the Eucharist. Well, you're not even a real Christian. That's not Christ. Your Christ is a phony baloney. We're talking about baloney somewhere this week. He's a phony baloney. That's you.
Yeah,
That stupid Jew. Can you, did you read that?
Yeah.
This, we sidetrack a little bit here. A Jew just came out, a Jewish woman.
90 years old.
Yeah. 90 years old. She goes, this is crazy. And she goes, some of the bodies, when they burned them, they still had some of their guts left. So they took out their guts and made sausage and bologna with their guts.
Oh, come on. They fed it to them.
They know no shame.
They have no shame.
They know no shame. They're laughing at all these stupid idiots that believe into the bank. They're laughing, you know? But like they said, most people know, you know, you wonder, you say, can the Jew push himself too far? I mean, I have a feeling they are kind of. I have a feeling there are some people that are going, I've had it with this. This is just getting a little out of hand. Even Elon Musk, he was pretty good against the ADL and Jews, but now they got him going over to the Yavad Vashem. What is it? Vushim Vashem? What's it called? Yad Vashem? He's going to go there and pay his homage to the new victim, the new Holocaust, the Holocaust Museum.
He
didn't want him, but he was going to go. And Netanyahu came in and tried to win his favor over.
Yeah, he just had an interview. I didn't watch it all.
They know because he was going against the ADL and they're trying to win him over.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to smooth him over. Because they knew he was leaning toward against the ADL and he was allowing some anti-Jew stuff, apostate Jew stuff to get up there.
Right.
So let's try to get him on our side.
Right.
Maybe you can talk to him. Let's sit him down and talk to him. So how do we get into the sausage bologna thing anyway?
You're talking about the Christian Zionists.
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of phony baloney. I'm going to make him into a sausage.
Yeah.
I'll give it to the dogs. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And these rabbis, they're walking around like they're floating on air. You know, Nathaniel Kapner had another great clip. Where he's
still going against
the
rabbis.
Yeah. He's nailing the rabbis now. He's nailing them.
Yeah,
and he's picking one clip after another, and he's nailing them.
Yeah.
But he's... The one clip he had showed how the rabbis hate Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't even mention it. He called him Yeshidl or whatever his name was. He said, that means like an infectious bacteria person. Like, it's a derogatory term because he didn't want to use the name of Jesus.
Right.
So he's showing you what these rabbis really believe in.
Yeah.
And he's exposing how stupid they are. I tell you, he's on the top of our prayer list. This guy, I mean, if he stays alive long enough and God starts doing miracles for us, he belongs with us, Nathaniel Kapner. He'd be a bulwark. A bulwark, because he's got good stuff. And I mean, where else? Think about it. This is going to be wonderful when Antichrist comes to power, isn't it? It's going to be wonderful when he comes to world power. It's going to be great. Why? Because it's him and us. All right, he's going to wipe out a lot of the people that we don't like. Thank you. You know, all the atheistical people that don't, you know, Jews that don't believe. You know, he's going to do a lot of good work for us. And then it's going to be us against him. And then guys like Kapner is going to have to sit back and say, take sides. Because God's going to do miracles for us. Not just of healing, which is, he's going to do those, but more importantly, he's going to punish and kill people. And he's going to show his power through us. So what? I said it many times. This is going to be like Pentecost Day when he did the miracles on Pentecost Day. That's when all the people are going to come in. And it's going to happen in God's time, not in our time. We want it done right away. You want it done tomorrow, but it's going to happen in God's time. But the wonderful thing is, and we could picture a few people, even some of these other people we say are Canaanites, they'll probably even be here, but they're going to have to do a lot of penance, like your Steve Bannons and all that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to, I don't know what kind of penance we're going to have to give him. They idolize the United States. They're like the Irish nationalists.
Mm-hmm.
They are. You know, you're nationalistic people. It's not wrong to be nationalistic and love your race and nation. That's a good thing. But when you put it above God, it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what's going on with a lot of these people.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do a lot of penances. But even with them, when God does his miracles, right? Because they do have good stuff too, okay? So my question to you, put yourself in Steve Bannon's position, okay? Knucklehead that he is, dummy that he is right now, but when he sees this, and he sees the two up in God working with us, and then he finally really seriously sits down and reads what we have, you'd have to believe he'd say, okay, I see. get rid of your rabid anti-Hitler thing. He wasn't the most evil guy in the world. He was actually the lesser evil in the whole world at that time during World War II. He's the guy we should have supported. Okay, read what he believed in. Stop with this. And they're all against dictators and kings. Yeah. Oh, man. They don't want to be ruled by any.
Even DeSantis said something.
Yeah, they're all like that. They're all like that. Even Tucker was interviewing Bill Riley. Bill Riley's a bum.
Yeah.
That guy, he's an embarrassment to the Irish race. But there's a lot of embarrassing Irishmen, German, Jews, Hungarians, Germans. All men are embarrassing.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Yeah.
That bastard, he's another piss bombard, USA. Yeah. Well, he's interviewing him. He's talking about the United States. He goes, first he's talking about witches in Salem. And he's saying, well, you know, those witch of Salem witch trials were all, the Puritans came over here and they used it for political purposes. They weren't all witches, but they said they were to knock out their political opponents. Now, some of that may be true. Well, no, maybe. But some of it may not be true. Then he starts talking, then Tucker says something about, do you believe in the devil and witches? He goes, witches? And he does. He says, well, no, I was on the Exorcist set and William Friedkin made the movie. And he says, you got to see the stuff that happened during that. I believe. He goes, so you believe in the devil? He goes, well, I believe in an evil force. Riley, you know, I believe in an evil force. The force. I believe in an evil force. It's called the devil. But he said, because he was saying that then Tucker said, well, then witches are real.
Right.
So then maybe the Salem people, they were witches.
No.
And he went, well, not in that case. I studied it. They weren't witches. It was a political thing. They weren't witches. And he says, and Benjamin Franklin got involved in it because he understood this was a serious thing because the Puritans were trying to oppose the theocracy when the United States government was being formed.
Uh-huh.
And he named three of the founding fathers that were for a theocracy.
Oh, yeah.
And the ones that were against the theocracy, and Benjamin Franklin was against theocracy. Yeah. He says, so Benjamin Franklin went up there and he uncovered this whole thing about the witches was all false, and here he is, Benjamin Franklin, is a warlock, and a druid, and a warlock, and a Satanist. They have proof of him. He's got dead, he was offering up babies, human sacrifices, and he was a Freemason.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was your number one warlock, and he's going against, why is he going against witches? He's one of them.
Exactly.
So he was spearheading the anti-witch campaign in Salem, and he was also prevented the theocracy thing from getting into the Constitution.
Yeah.
Because him and a couple of others, the Freemasons, they didn't want it to be theocracy.
Right.
So they prevented the theocracy from coming in. So, go ahead.
So who was for the theocracy? Was it Jefferson or the other?
He gave the names. I wanted to find out who they were. It would have been like a Catholic theocracy. It could have been Anglican.
Yeah.
Right. Which is probably what it would have been, Anglican. Because they were, now they're Episcopalians and with their own church. But at least it would have been theocracy. It's still better. Any theocracy is better. Then it's this nonsense, what we have here. But, so, here's another thing, too, because what he's saying, so you're admitting that it's not a theocracy, so it's not a Christian nation.
Yeah.
It's not even a nominal Christian nation, because to be a nominal Christian nation, it has to be a theocracy.
Yeah.
Or at least you have to have some type of a republic that says our republic is based upon Christian principles. That's not in there.
No.
God, you mention God, but you don't mention Christianity. It's not based on even nominal Christianity. But this is how stupid this Riley is, because he's out there talking about, like, you know, Bill Franklin's the hero. He said Lance Walnut. Remember Lance Walnut says, oh, the last thing we want is to have God in power. The real God even was talking about. No, we don't want God running us in this country, nor the Ten Commandments. We have freedom for everybody. Oh, you don't want... And he's... You don't want the Catholic God ruling you? You don't want to have a government that obeys his Ten Commandments? I got to give you, I told you guys about this guy. But the Riley, he's like a sis boom by USA, wise ass too.
Yeah.
Wise ass, arrogant. Anyway, you go, I don't know, the guy's an idiot. But then he's taught, but he's afraid to come out and say, like, and because Tucker's saying, so you believe in the devil? He goes, well, I believe in an evil force. An evil force. He says, I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm a Roman Catholic. So I believe, you know. So you believe in the devil? I believe in an evil force. Almost like that priest that told me, but the priest was worse. He told me devils don't even exist.
Yeah.
Maybe he meant the evil force. No, he meant, the priest told me, no evil force. It's just like we weren't able to explain scientific things that went on back then. So we blamed it on the devil. Okay, but Riley, he does believe in an evil. Even Mel was like that. Yeah, remember when they interviewed him?
Yeah.
They're afraid to say Satan, you know?
Yeah.
You look at the nominal Christian, even the conservative Protestants aren't afraid.
No.
You know, and we're not afraid.
Yeah, right.
He'll come around and say Satan,
yeah.
Lucifer,
yeah.
Beelzebub.
Yeah.
You know, bah! He's a bum and all the devils.
Yeah.
But the timidity of that is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then he said something like, oh, up in Salem, too. He said they even had a couple of dogs that they accused of being witches, and they killed the dogs. And Tucker got, oh, I draw the line of dogs. I wouldn't kill dogs. That's a little timid on Tucker's side. But Tucker's, he's coming along. He doesn't know. Theology, witches do possess animals.
Yeah.
Now, the dog may not have been a witch itself, but was possessed by a witch.
Yeah.
But a witch can appear to be a dog, too.
Yeah.
They can take on the shape of a the devil, I mean.
Yeah.
Can take on the shape of a dog or a cat, and that could really be a devil, and it's not a cat. So
now,
that's something else.
The witch could have a devil could give a witch a big power to do that too. Because they turn into something.
The witch can, but it's the devil who really does it.
Right.
So if the witch,
yeah.
The witch, I think these Yetis and these,
yeah.
They really do exist.
Yeah.
You have two solutions to it. The Yetis and your, what's these, the Bigfoots,
yeah.
they're either cursed human beings, but they look definitely more human than ape, because
yeah.
The way they walk and all that, but it's real.
Yeah.
So they're devils walking around like Yetis. To get you to believe something, again, contrary to maybe what the scriptures teach or something, so it's either two things. A curse, they've been cursed, because witches could turn, it's not the witch that does it, it's the
right.
Devil.
Right.
And Nebuchadnezzar, we know, was turned into an animal.
Yeah.
And he looked like an animal, he was eating grass like an animal,
yeah.
His claws came out. So these things can happen. So that now, and this is the deeper stuff maybe that Tucker doesn't know about on theology, but they can even possess animals, but if you could exorcise the devils out of the animals. But if the animal itself, but sometimes they will kill an animal if it was used by a witch, and it wasn't your pet or somebody's animal, just because he was defiled by the witch. Even if they caught a man doing bestiality, whatever animal he went with, they would kill the animal also, kill him and the animal.
I remember Christ took the devils out of the guy that was possessed, threw him into the pigs.
Oh, yeah,
pigs
yeah.
Went over the cliff.
Imagine that. You got these possessed. What are we eating for dinner today? We got pork that was possessed by demons. Are they still in there? I don't know. Better say our blessing.
Yeah.
That's why you better say your blessing. Because
yeah.
The devil curses, you know, they call him Malficum. He puts curses on food. You take the piece of bread. Judas had it. God allowed the devil to go into that piece of bread he gave Judas, and as soon as he ate it, they call it Malficum, it went in him, and he got possessed by demons.
Yeah.
But at least they were having a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker's just beginning to read the Bible, and you can see it. He was talking about it, so he had some interesting stuff. And he did came, and he said, wait a second, the Russians are the big bad guys. He says, maybe you don't like them, maybe I don't like them. He says, but Ukraine, they're over there killing and banishing priests. They're closing down churches. They're demolishing churches, and no one's saying anything. He said, the Christians stand back and Christians are being persecuted, nominal Christians are being persecuted, and nobody's saying anything.
Sure, because we're doing it in America. We're sending them after the traditional Catholics.
Yeah.
And then that girl that he just hired, for the Jew girl, the Satanist girl, Maria, what's her name?
Abramovich,
yeah.
Who hired her?
Ukraine. She's a piece of, she's horrible.
You know what they're doing in Ukraine? It's the biggest money laundering thing, where they're taking all the money out of the United States. Only 10% is going to weapons. The West is going into their secret bank accounts. Bro, Declan had a real... Is Declan on here, too? Maybe he's not today.
He had to go.
Did Augustine get on there yet or no?
Augustine's on.
Yeah. Anyway, Declan had a great thing on there about the offshore banking and all that. So everybody can see what's going on in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
You know? And they're turning out Putin to be the big bad guy, you know? When he's the lesser of evil. He's like Hitler. He's not perfect, but he's like Hitler was, exactly like Hitler was, than what was going on in Germany. So, let me see, what else did I have on here? Let me see.
I saw the Christian Zionist channel, CBN or TBN?
Yeah, CBN, yeah.
CBN,
yeah.
And
Pat Robertson.
Third Temple will be rebuilt, big deal. You know, they're all talking about being rebuilt. They're ready, you know.
I know. Is that guy an idiot?
Yeah.
I know.
Who's the third temple being built for?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, I know.
That's all. Oh, well, I know it's being built for the Antichrist, but when he gets in there, Jesus Christ is going to kick his butt.
Yeah.
and knocked him out, and then he's going to go in there. First of all, how could Christ go into any temple that was built by a manifest devil, demonic worshipers? Now, back in the Old Testament, the Jews built the temple. It was a holy thing. How could this temple be holy that they're building? The whole thing stinks.
And there's a big group. I can't remember what they're called.
But I mean, what idiots? Yeah. You know, they deserve what they get.
Yeah.
I can't wait till the Jews rip the crap out of these people.
Yeah.
And they're going to.
Oh, yeah.
The first people to go are going to be Christian Zionists, too. Yeah. They're going to use them up to a certain point. Then they're going to kill them because they can't stand feigning and being nice to them, you know?
Yeah.
They're using them right now. But we're going to dance on a roof when that happens.
Exactly.
I can't stand them more than the Jews.
Yeah.
I mean, the Christian Zionists, they're worse than the Jews. You know why? The Jews aren't hypocrites. They're evil.
Yeah.
In a sense, they're hypocrites because they don't believe in the Old Testament, but they believe in their false Talmudic religion. But these Christian Zionists, you guys are worse.
Yeah.
And the nominal Catholics are on the top of the heap.
Yeah.
They're on the top of the heap. Go on to EWTN.
Yeah.
She's got her rabbis on there, too. Oh, Rabbi, it might have been her even, you know. Rabbi, tell us about Sukkoth.
Yeah. I guess there's a big lobby in...
If you want to remember that, you should remember Sukkoth.
Sukkoth,
huh?
I guess I can't remember the name, but there's a big lobbyist group that's pushing for the temple to be rebuilt. And the guy was saying, you know, 60 years ago, it was real quiet. Now it's a big movement in the government.
Yeah. And then the thing we just looked on 60 Minutes with the Supreme Court,
yeah.
The liberals are really angry because most of your liberals are atheistical.
Right.
Or they're agnostics. Or they believe in Buddha or Hindu or some mystical Eastern religion that allows them to be extremely lefty liberal. But the Antichrist got to get rid of them because they don't believe in God. They don't believe in the God of the Bible, according to their Old Testament, or even their Talmud. They didn't follow the Talmud. So Antichrist is going to be professing to be the Messiah. He was fulfilling Scripture. So he's got to get rid of these people. And that's what you're looking at with that 60 Minutes program. And they're going nuts protesting. And that's my point. Antichrist is going to do us a big favor. He's going to do most of the killing for us. We just got to sit back and go with the checklist. Muslims. He's using them to invade Europe.
Yeah.
And to take over Europe. Muslims. Feminists. He's not going to like the feminists because he's a man. He's going to kick the crap out of the feminists. Throw them in a pig pen and have them raped 10 times a day. And with crap thrown on them. And they deserve it, too. I mean, they're all over the place. The Amazonian women. So women, they're running everything. When you look at it. The holy prophet Isaiah says, their infants shall be dashed in pieces before their eyes, their houses shall be pillaged, and their wives shall be ravished, raped. That's Isaiah 13:16. Yeah, it's disgusting. And I got to do a whole article on that. That's another hot button issue. They got so spoiled today.
Yeah, they are.
And they're so spoiled. They don't even want to take care of their own kids. Mm-hmm. Now they got this big thing where there's no funding, or they're going to go. Something. The funding is going to go out, and the schools aren't going to be funded. And the woman's just going, where am I going to put my kids? I got to work. My husband works. Where am I going to put my kids? How about keep them home and take care of them? He's your kid.
Yeah.
What is he, like a disease? What is your kid, like a bacteria? A bubonic plague? That you don't want to keep the kid in your house? You don't want to take care of your own flesh and blood? That's how much they hate their own kids. They just have their kids because it's just symbolic. It looks good.
Yeah.
You know, a couple little hugs and I'll get lost, kid.
Yeah.
Who's going to take... You, how about you, huh? Let's start with you, Miss Feminist. And if anything, they got their husband staying home with the diaper on and changing diapers and cooking. We're living in a crazy world. You line up every one of these feminist bitches in front of me, I'll knock their heads off one after another. My wife was never a feminist. We had problems, but it wasn't that. She was an Italian, and she would cook for me, clean, all that. I would never imagine. Even then, I had the natural law. It wasn't too long ago when we grew up, the natural law was there. This feminism thing got real big. It's accelerated now.
I remember a couple things that were said about children. Like, go play in the freeway. Remember that?
Yeah, stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WC Fields.
Yeah. WC Fields. I said, yeah. I love children. Hard boiled.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
More
think about that.
More true than
think how deep that
imagine.
Is. Yeah. That's the Jew in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know, the minute you let them have, they took got their power over the multimedia, they start brainwashing everybody. Now this woman, now she thinks she's happy, you're not happy. A true woman's happiness resides in her being a woman, which she was created to be, a mother loving her kids. Our Lord said in final state days they're going to hate the fruit of their own womb. They're aborting their kids and they're going nuts because they can't abort their kids. They want to abort their kids they don't want to have. The ones they have that technically should have aborted them because they don't love them. I mean, at least they're alive. They have a chance to save their own souls. I understand that. But they're sending them over to other schools. They don't want to stay home and take care of their own kid. When you think about it, your own flesh and blood, what's more important in life than that if it's not family? What are you fighting for? What are you living for? You don't want to take care of your own kid? It's so unnatural. But these women, they're all affected by it. Look at all your commercials. Women driving cars. They're going on vacations. Women with women. Lesbians hugging one another. It's all wacky. It's a disgusting world we're living in. It's the final days. God told me the hardest people to convert in these final days are going to be feminists. Most of them are not going to convert. They're going to be damned. That's it. Antichrist is going to get rid of most of them. Because he's a man. They're not going to like him. They don't want to obey him. But he's going to kill them. And I hope he does a whole bunch of lot of other stuff before he kills them. Remember? Isaiah chapter 13, 16. Yeah. He says, what did he say? Your houses shall be pillaged. Your infants shall be dashed against the wall. And your wives shall be ravished, raped. Some guy in Iceland or something, I said, he goes, you condoning raping girls. God said he's going to allow the evil. God, we can't do it as Catholics. We can pillage and we can even kill infants, but we can't rape. It's against God's moral law. We don't do it. God lets the evildoers do it. God says, you get what you want. You get what you deserve. You want to serve the devil? He's all yours. God allows the evildoers to punish one another. It's the just punishment from God because you turned your back on him. You think you're getting, when this starts happening, they're in a pig pen getting raped 10 times a day and beaten up all over the place with crap all over them, and they think they're going to cry to God then and God's going to listen to them. Too late. You should have done it long before. Too late. You're only doing it now because you want to be way late from your suffering. You deserve what you're getting. And you know, I mean, that's a hot button issue. Feminism, homos, transgenders, Jews, all hot button issues.